Global economy gripes. After the financial crash of 2008, the Socialist Party predicted that any recovery was always going to be fragile. Recently, we have seen more panic selling on global stock exchanges. China has been the latest and biggest economy to suffer. For a while, enormous government investment kept the country afloat, but this growth has stalled, leaving behind ghost towns of empty properties, which the mass of people simply cannot afford. America, too, is suffering. Cheap oil has meant that its investment in environmentally disastrous industries such as fracking is not paying dividends. In place of a system built on fleeting, short-term gains for a few, socialists look to democratic planning and collective solutions to meet the world's needs. Ian Reynolds, Leicester.